Welcome to Books on Air, the podcast you don't want to miss. You're about to get a sneak peek at what goes on behind the scenes with authors. We'll find out their secret recipe for creating a book. We'll tell you where they get their ideas, and you will get the inside scoop on their next project. Want to know more? We'll tell you where to find them on social media. Ready? Okay, let's meet today's author. Joining me is the multi-talented J. Anthony Oakes. He's here to talk about his latest book, The Emerald Brotherhood, and it's the first book in the League series. Anthony has not only written The Emerald Brotherhood, but he's also a contributing author to The Right Way, short stories and poems for Instagram's writing superstars. I can't believe he's done so many things. He's such a multi-talented person. Not only did he serve 22 years in the United States Air Force, but now he's a cloud solutions architect, and he says that's the way that he supports his writing habit, which I love. Anthony's a true creative. When he isn't in, quote, the clouds, if you'll pardon the pun, he's playing a guitar, he sings, he writes poetry, he's an artist, he draws, and he's coming up with new characters and new creatures to weave into these wonderful, exciting stories for his readers. Anthony, welcome.
Hello, Suzanne. Thank you.
My pleasure. Now, The Emerald Brotherhood, as I read through it, I thought I saw just a little bit of an influence of J.R.R. Tolkien. Was I right about that?
Yes, of course. I think every fantasy author has a little bit of Tolkien in them, in that, you know, Tolkien basically laid the groundwork for most fantasy stories, and, you know, the genre really took off after his works. Absolutely. Tolkien, I think, is... you know, one of those that will always be a big influence for me, especially.
I love his work. I mean, he's just, you know, your work reminded me so much of that because you've created this unique, wonderful fantasy world inside the Emerald Brotherhood. And I couldn't help but wonder, as I read the battle scenes, I know that you served in the Persian Gulf War, and I couldn't help but wonder, was there an influence from your time in the Air Force that sort of came over into the fantasy world of this book?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think the focus for me was in the name of the book, which is the Brotherhood. And, you know, when you're put in situations with people that, you know, and in the military, you meet people from all walks of life, and you become very close with those people, especially when put in very dangerous and sometimes life-threatening situations. So you form a bond, and that's really what I want to try to convey in the book and how I try to make the characters feel. They interact in that way, in that kind of, you know, very close brotherhood, you know, very fraternity type of a feel. Because they oftentimes become your family, and especially when you're deployed, you know, across the world, and you're very far from your real family, you know, these people become your family. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to convey.
Oh, I think you did a really, really good job. You use four main characters, the Emerald Brotherhood. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about those four characters, and then let's give them an overview of the book.
Yeah, sure. So the four main characters, they make up the Emerald Brotherhood, and they are Vaiden, who is the wizard of the group, Chandala, who is a ranger. She's, you know, uses a bow and arrow, and she's very adept at doing things in the forest. And then Kraven, who is more of a brutish, kind of a barbaric character, and he's, you know, a Nordic persuasion. And then Palatine, who is kind of the comic relief in some way. He likes to joke around a little bit. He's You know, he is of royal blood, but he hates that name. He doesn't want to be called Prince Fauton, but he is a prince. And he's more of an assassin type, but he's a recovering assassin. I like to describe him that way.
I like that. And but, I think it's really interesting that you made this a combination of men and women. Are these characters based on anybody you know?
Yeah, I think they're a mixture. You know, I think every writer tries to put themselves into the book, at least a little bit into the characters. But yes, you know, having met so many people in my time in the military and, you know, in my professional career, I take pieces of people that I've, you know, interacted with. And I always tell my children, I say, you learn something from everyone you meet, whether it's good or bad, right? And so I've taken those things that I've learned over the years and I've kind of incorporated them. So there are a good blend of people that I've met over the years. And so I take little pieces and kind of, you know, mix them together. Kind of, it's the artist in me, you know, it's the painter. I'm mixing colors, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure you see their faces. I'm sure that the interesting thing about writing fiction is that it does not matter who the characters are. They are real people in your mind because that creative process works that way. They don't look like some actor. They don't look like your next door neighbor. They look like who they are because they're individuals. And I love it that you compared this to painting. I think that's really terrific. I want to know where Decimus, the real bad villain, came from.
Oh man, I really don't know. You caught me. No, he is, I tried to take someone who, in like, again, use a painting, metaphor, you know, you don't have light lights unless you have really dark darks, right? So Decimus is the dark, dark of the book and the painting, right? So I had to make a character that was really bad. Like, you know, so he is, that guy who believes what he's doing is right, but he is just doing some really bad things. And so in order to make the good side of it look good, really bright, I had to have a really terrible character, a terrible villain antagonist.
You
so
succeeded.
That's really where he came from. Thank you.
Yeah, you succeeded. He's really a dark guy. I mean, dark wizard. You call him a dark, maniacal, dark magic wielder. And I thought that was a perfect description of this character. Well, let's talk a little bit about what happens. Just give our... Now, we don't want to give away too much because we want them to get their own copy of the book. But let's give them an overview of what happens.
Sure. So the four characters that I just described, they are, along their way, they've met. And they know deep inside that they need to be together, that they're destined to be together. And they're looking for the reason why. They're looking for the source of that feeling. And they're trying to understand their history and understand, you know, where they need to be. So they're a little bit lost in the beginning. And along the way, they meet some other friends and some they make some interactions that kind of lead them to what their history was. Decimus is, you know, he is plotting against light magic wielders in such a way that he is removing their history and removing all traces of light magic in the world, right? So he is trying to remove that and prevent new light magic wielders from existing. So they are kind of put up against that situation. And so that they move through the plot in a way that kind of reveals piece by piece to them a little bit, but it's very hard. And they are discovering their history, you know, as they go through these challenges.
What's your writing process like, Anthony? Do you are you a person that sits down and outlines everything? Are you a person who sits down at the computer and the movie starts in your head? Do you like to write on a pad with a pen? What's your writing process like? I'm always curious.
Yeah. Well, I have terrible handwriting, right? So I don't... I don't write on a pad. I kind of wish I could, because it's a little bit meditative, right? But my skills are on a keyboard. So I have most of the Emerald Brotherhood was written on a desktop computer, just hacking away at a keyboard. Now, everyone always asks, are you a plotter or what they call a pantser, right? Writing by the seat of your pants.
Right.
And so I started out mostly as a pantser, right? Just coming off the cuff with ideas and putting them into the computer, like just writing. But I think since having written the Emerald Brotherhood and doing some other writing, I realized that, you know, I really should have some kind of a structure, some guide to kind of, you know, get me through the story in a way that keeps me kind of in line and not going off on tangents too much, because I did a lot of editing to the Emerald Brotherhood that I probably didn't have to do if I had had an outline of some type. Now, it's not rigid. I don't say, okay, this is what it's going to be and it must be this way from now on. But I have the bones laid out, and it's almost like, I go, hey, these main things are going to happen. And then I fill in all of the details to those things. And then, of course, I do make some changes. And, I'll change the outline if I think, oh, this is a really good idea. Let me go in this direction. And now everything kind of changes on the timeline. So I've evolved to where I'm doing that. And it's kind of a hybrid approach. I'm not really a plotter or a pantser. I'm kind of in between. And I, you know, take some liberties with the outline at times, you know, when it needs to happen according to what I think the story should be. So that's kind of how the process goes. And now I have an iPad. I just sit on that. I take it anywhere, right? I can take it outside or wherever, and I just hack away on it. It goes straight into the cloud, you know, because I'm a cloud guy.
What a surprise.
Everything is saved, right? So everything's saved, right? I don't have to worry about losing any data or losing anything that I've written. So that's really convenient, and I enjoy writing that way.
Well, you're absolutely right. When the plot is complex, you can't keep it all straight in your head. You have to do something so that there is some kind of organizational tool, because you've got all these characters and they're interacting with other characters and they're, you know, things are happening and there are battles and there some people are killed, and it's really hard to keep everything straight. I was not, when I wrote fiction, I was not I was not an outliner either, but I was sort of somewhere in the middle. I know I interviewed Jeff Deaver, who is a really big famous author, and Deaver is a former attorney. And so his outline is so complete, it's almost the novel. All he has to do is go back almost and fill in the dialogue. And it's so interesting to me to hear how different authors approach the craft in a different way. And I think everybody is a little bit different. Everybody puts this all together a little bit differently. And I think it's really interesting. Would you like to share a little bit of the book with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. I have a little piece here that I think is a good example of what happens and kind of the theme of the story. The piece is one of the main characters, Vaiden, has been captured, and he is being magically interrogated by Decimus's, one of his henchmen. And so it starts like this. Humanity wants to be controlled. It needs to be controlled. Decimus cares for all of his followers. They are his family, the voice said. Once they all understand his gift to them, they will do anything to serve. The hairs on the back of Vaiden's neck prickled as the voice spoke. You're foolish to think humanity wants to be controlled. People want freedom to choose their own path, Vaiden said. People only find trouble when they choose their own path. Look at what has happened to you. Look where you have found yourself. People need guidance and care, not too many choices. They always choose badly. Decimus has the power to guide and care for all who follow him, the voice almost saying the words. You will not convince me of that, Vaiden said. And so that's kind of, the kind of the intense part of that that chapter. And
I like that. I like that very much. I mean, it first of all, hearing you read it, your prose is really beautiful. I like your prose. I like the way you write. And you just pulled the listener right into the story. I mean, I was right there in that horrible dungeon and hearing that, you know, disembodied voice in the interrogation. Right. Very good. Good job. I know that
Thank
with
you.
That read, surely we've attracted their attention, and now they're saying, where can I find this book? I always check Amazon. Most people, or many people in this day and time, use that as their major source for books. So I went to Amazon, and I looked, and I found the book, and I want to give our listeners the specific title, and I want to spell your name so that they may find it easily. The title of the book is The Emerald Brotherhood, The League, Book 1, by J. Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Oaks, O-A-K-S. And if you put that in the search feature that's right there on Amazon and just click on it, the book comes up immediately, and it has the little cue in the upper right-hand corner that says open here. And the excerpt that's there is very, very intriguing and pulls the reader right in and makes you want to know more and makes you want to understand more about the characters, what's going to happen to them, etc. So good job with that excerpt that's right there on Amazon. Now, I know that you have
Thank
a
you.
Website. Let's talk about the website.
Sure. The website is www.janthonyoaks.com. It's very, very easy to remember. And there you can find excerpt for the Emerald Brotherhood and links to the Amazon site where book can be purchased. I also have a video that I created, which is like a book trailer, which I have a link there as well for the Emerald Brotherhood. So if you haven't watched that, take a look at it. It's all of the drawings I did myself. You know, it's basically a little bit about me and, you know, information about the Emerald Brotherhood. Actually, I'm probably going to update that website soon because I want to mention that I have the sequel to the Emerald Brotherhood about, I don't know, maybe 3/4 of the way complete.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be updating that there, yes. And the working title for that one is The Sapphire Sisterhood. So I'm bringing a lot of female characters in and really bolstering them. They're going to have a lot of action, and they're going to be, you know, taking the reins and running with the continued effort fight against evil. So.
Oh, you've intrigued me already, Anthony. Yeah, you really have. So we can go to your website. There's information about you, information about the book, a link back to Amazon. Any other social media that they could find you on?
Yes, I can be found on Instagram at J_Anthony_Oaks, and also at Facebook.com, JAnthony.Oaks, and I can be found there as well.
Now, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the other project. Tell me a little bit about this Instagram's Writing Superstars project, The Right Way, Stories and Poems by Instagram's Writing Superstars. What's that about?
It was actually a contest that the people that I follow, another author on Instagram, we mutually follow each other. They put on this contest and they said, hey, write a short story under a certain amount of words and then, you know, the winners will be in the book. And so I wrote a short story, and I kept the short story in the same world as the Emerald Brotherhood because I thought, you know, it'd be interesting to have, you know, a little bit more material to use if I wanted to use it in a subsequent book or just as a short story, you know, standalone. So I wrote the short story called The Knife, The Noose, and The Nightshade.
Oh, and very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I love that title. Sorry, I lost enthusiasm overcame me. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's really about an assassin who is, you know, put into a situation that really kind of challenges him and makes him think of, you know, why he does what he does. And so it's a pretty interesting read. I thought I had a lot of fun with it.
So how did they get to that on Instagram?
That book is actually on Amazon as well, and the title that you just gave will get you there, and you can find it there as well.
Okay, let me give that title again in case they missed it. It's The Right, and that's spelled exactly the way you would suspect it's spelled, W-R-I-T-E, The Right Way, short stories and poems from Instagram's writing superstars. You know, I always like for the author to have the last word about their book. I've really enjoyed talking to you so much. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this, because your book is so filled with action and is such a terrific story in itself. I'm curious if when the reader closes the last page, closes that metaphorical cover for the last time, do you want them to just go away and think, wow, this was a terrific, rollicking story, and I can't wait for the next book? Or is there something else, Anthony, that you want them to take away?
Well, I think I would really like the reader to get the feeling that, you know, the characters stood for something. And the way I like to put it is this way. The Emerald Brotherhood is about fighting for what you believe in, no matter how hard the world tries to erase it.
I like that. It has been so much fun to talk to you. This has just been delightful. Thank you so much for spending time with us today on the Books on Air podcast.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for having me, and I've enjoyed this. This has been terrific, and I hope people go out and buy my book.
Me too. And let me give it one more plug. They can find The Emerald Brotherhood, which is the first book in the League series, on Amazon. All they have to do is put the name of the book and J. Anthony Oakes, click on it, and there it is. You've been listening to Books on Air, the podcast brought to you on webtalkradio.net. This podcast is also available on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I do hope that you'll join us for our next Books on Air podcast. Remember, you never know who's going to be here. This is the place to be. Thanks so much for listening.